Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Hot Topics, where today we will be discussing this question. Do modern day apostles exist? In other words, is the office or position of apostle, does it still exist? On our panel today, we have the twins, Jovan and Josip Stojcetović. Jovan is the director of Project Learning here in Zagreb, Croatia. He oversees our seminary, our Bible college, and our Bible school. And Josip is the director of Project Lighthouse, where he oversees five of our church congregations. So therefore, Josip, you are a modern day apostle, right?
Well, according to some, yes, but according to me, no. Because I cannot say that I'm apostle because I live now in this age. Jesus didn't choose me personally in incarnate form. So I don't believe that there are apostles nowadays.
Okay, so you say that because Jesus himself did not personally appoint you, you are not an apostle of Christ.
Yes.
But wait a second, Josip, or maybe I'll turn to Jovan right now and ask, but there are many today pastors who maybe oversee several churches and do a lot of great work, and they are called or appointed to be apostles. What are your thoughts on that?
Interesting that they say they're appointed, but the question is by whom? And I know many people today claim by the authority of the Holy Spirit or they have special anointing, and that is why they recognize it, that gift as apostleship, but actually the function as sent ones to proclaim the gospel, all of us, we have that, but not in a sense that the apostles, when Jesus was physically present with them. So today we are sent to share the gospel, but we are not the apostles.
Okay, let me break that down for the listening audience, because what you're saying there is, in a general sense, we're all apostles, but not in the literal historical sense of the 12 plus the Apostle Paul, right? Let me break this down for the listening audience. In order to understand this question, do modern day apostles still exist? We have to see the three distinct ways the word apostle is used in the New Testament. Now, the way that, Jovan, you just described, it's in John chapter 13, verse 16, where Jesus is referring to all the disciples, and he is sending them out into the world with the message of the gospel. And in the context, he's basically saying, he had just finished washing the feet of the disciples, and he said, I'm going to be sending you out, apostolos, with the good news. But remember, guys, you, as my disciples, apostolos, sent ones, are not greater than me, the master. If I, your master, have stooped down and washed your feet, you can be humble and serve others as well. That's the point there. So in a general sense, what would we say there? The way the word, again, is only used one time in the New Testament, and in this particular context, it refers generally to all believers. Give me an example of that, guys.
For example, when people are, Jesus say, sent, you're the sent ones, sending the apostles, and then sends, he's telling them apostles, but not for specific purpose. The apostles, for example, all of us are apostles, but we have only now, we are servants. We are actually, servant is more important, servant of the gospel is more important than just the title apostle.
Gotcha. So in a general sense, all Christians are apostles. In that sense, the way it's used only once in the New Testament, John 13, 16, as ones sent out representing the king, right? Okay, Josip?
We should rather use the word sent and servant, sent to serve the gospel and to give glory to God. And we have perfect example, Jesus, who was God, came on this world. He was sent by the Father and Holy Spirit to what? To die and to serve. So why we want titles and to lift our egos? Let we say humbly, we are servant of God to give him glory.
Which is interesting when you say that, Mary, when she received the news from the angel about this miraculous birth that was going to happen, what was her response?
Well, she didn't say, I'm the mother of God, I'm the servant.
She said bondslave.
Bondslave.
Yeah. And then James, the half-brother of Jesus, when he starts out his letter, James chapter 1, verse 1, how does he describe himself, Jovan? He opens up by saying, hey guys, you need to listen to me. Why? Here's my title. I'm the big guy. I'm the half-brother of Jesus.
No, he's saying the servant of God, servant of Jesus.
Servant of Christ. He called himself a bondslave. So that's a good point. What you're saying is, okay, as in the general sense, how Jesus used the word in John 13, 16, all Christians are apostoled, for lack of a better word, sent out, but we don't need titles. In fact, as Joseph, you said, probably the best title is to be a bondslave of the Lord Jesus Christ, right? The one who sent us out. Okay, good. Well, there's another way the word apostle is used in the gospel. In fact, several times we see the word used referring to people who have been sent out on a particular mission by a particular church. For instance, in Philippians 2:25, we read about a man named Epaphroditus, there you go, Epaphroditus, who was the apostle or messenger sent out by the church. Now, he was apostled, commissioned as a missionary, and again, we would see this word today used for people such as my wife Danielle and I. We were sent out as missionaries here to Croatia. So we would see that word apostle used there. So would we agree that there are modern day apostles in that sense?
Yes, in that sense, yes. Because those people like you and other missionaries, they are not saying we are apostles. They are saying we are sent to serve. And it's not egoistic, not self-imposing word. And because those people who are saying they're apostles, they want to false authority to produce. So it's different. Yeah, it's different.
Okay, Yosef?
In sent, I will rather use the word sent because the church can send. The church has authority to commission and to give task to some to people who are able to spread the gospel. But if you use the word apostle, then we claim that we're equal as the 12 apostles. And we know how they were chosen, specifically by Jesus and also by the Holy Spirit. So they were not sent by church. Even Paul, later, Jesus in the revelation came to him and he said, you are an apostle to the Gentiles. So nowadays,
in Acts chapter 9, he said that, yeah.
Nowadays, such a things don't happen.
Okay, good. So in the one sense, in the general sense, how the word apostle is used in John 13, 16, we would say that all Christians are sent, okay, under the authority of Christ to be a bondslave for Christ. And you're right. We probably shouldn't carry the title apostle in that, right?
Yes.
Because it would confuse the non-believing world because there'd be a ton of apostles all over the place, right? In the second sense, we believe there are modern-day apostles as, hey, missionaries commissioned by the church, sent by the church for a specific task. Again, we see that word used several times in the New Testament. So we would agree that in that sense, there are missionaries who were sent out, but Danielle and I did not show up here to Croatia and say, hey, the apostles have come. No.
Yes, I think, I don't know how it's in America, but in this context, people will confuse if you say we are apostles. Because, they have traditional churches which claim succession from the times of the apostles. And now people who don't know the context and come and say we are apostles, they're confusing people.
Exactly, right. An elevating man, correct, Joseph?
Yes, and we can see what Paul is writing in 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 12. He's writing, and I will keep on doing what I'm doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. For such people are false apostles. So if someone claims apostleship for making himself equal as the 12, he's false apostle.
Which is interesting. In that same context, the apostle Paul describes and says, hey, be careful with these false apostles, those who want to make themselves equal with Paul and the real apostles. He said that they're actually servants of the devil because the devil himself masquerades as an angel of light. Isn't that very interesting? So those who claim to be true apostles in the sense of like Paul and Peter and all those guys, that's a dangerous position, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because we saw, number one, how the word is used in John 13:16 generally for all Christians sent. We see the word used a little bit more specifically, like in Philippians 2:25, of certain people sent out from the church for a particular mission, missionaries. Now let's see how the word is used overwhelmingly in the New Testament. That particular word is used to describe the 12 that Jesus himself named as apostles. And obviously Paul was added on later, and some even say that perhaps James was as well. And, you know, again, Luke 13 is a great example. We see Jesus himself choosing his apostles as the apostles of Christ, not as apostles of the church. They weren't sent by the church. They weren't commissioned by the church. This unique group was chosen and commissioned by Christ himself. And it's very interesting as you look at the scriptures, you see really the, I guess you could say, probably four unique characteristics which made them apostles of Christ. Number one, they personally witnessed the historical Jesus. They personally witnessed him. They saw God in the flesh. The Word who became flesh and dwelt among them. So number one, a unique characteristic of the apostles that were chosen and commissioned by Christ is they witnessed him, the historical Jesus. Number two, they witnessed the resurrected Jesus. Even the apostle Paul, remember? Jesus showed up in Acts chapter 9. Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 2 that he also received training from Jesus. So Paul had to have fit those two things. Although Paul did not witness the historical Jesus, well, he probably witnessed the historical Jesus, even though he wasn't a believer in Jesus while Jesus was on earth. Nevertheless, he did witness the resurrected Christ also. So he witnessed the historical and the resurrected. Number three, the apostles had to be personally chosen and commissioned by Christ. They had to be eyewitnesses to the historical Jesus, eyewitnesses to the resurrected Jesus, and had to be personally called and chosen by Christ. And then number four, they were personally promised and given special inspiration from the Holy Spirit, who would lead them in all truth. John 14, John 15, John 16. Lead them in all truth, including the writing of the New Testament. So, modern day apostles, in this sense, they witnessed the historical Jesus, they witnessed the resurrected Jesus, they were personally called and commissioned by Jesus, and they were given special inspiration by the Holy Spirit to write the words of Jesus. We'll talk more about that after the break.
You're listening to Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic from his church location in Croatia. Hot Topics is a ministry of Gospel on the Go with a support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, where each week Andrew gives the Word of God via live webcast. For more information about service times and directions to Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida, please find a link to their site at gracenetradio.com. And now, back to Hot Topics. Here again is Dr. Andrew Vuksic.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to Hot Topics. As we are discussing this hot topic, do modern-day apostles exist? And again, on our panel, we have Jovan and Josef Stojcetovic, and we've been discussing the different uses of the word apostle in the New Testament. We saw the general, the use of the word once in the scriptures of John 13, how it's used generally of all believers. So in that sense, there are modern-day apostles. We as Christians have all been sent by Jesus, right, to go out and make disciples, Matthew 28. We see a narrower sense where that word is used several times in the New Testament to describe those people who were commissioned, sent out by a particular church for a particular mission. Epaphroditus in Philippians 2 would be one of those guys. So we would agree, again, there are modern-day apostles in that sense, where you've got missionaries sent throughout the world, commissioned and sent by a particular church. However, the overwhelming use of the word apostles is used in the very specific sense where they were specifically called and chosen by Jesus himself. And again, Luke 6:13 talks about how Jesus chose his 12. And then we know that Paul and possibly James also included in that number. And again, we looked at the four characteristics of a true apostle in the sense of Peter and Paul and John and so forth. Characteristic number one, they had to have been witnesses of the historical Christ. Characteristic number two, they had to be witnesses of the resurrected Christ. Characteristic number three, they had to have been personally chosen and commissioned by Christ. And then characteristic number four, they had to be personally promised by Christ that the Spirit of Christ would give them special inspiration and lead them in all truth, John 14, 15, 16, including the writing of the New Testament. So guys, with that said, modern day apostles.
Well, they are not modern day apostles because none of us have been witness to historical Jesus. None of us have been witness to his resurrection. None of us have been handpicked by Jesus. And I think there is one thing, apostles, the original apostles, were given power by the Holy Spirit and by God to do miracle signs in order to convince people to see that there is God. And none of us, I don't believe that we have that miraculous power.
That is a great point. 2 Corinthians 12, where Paul says the signs of an apostle, the marks of an apostle, signs, wonders, and miracles. Again, they had been given, first, certainly, a special unique calling by Christ himself. They had also been given a special unique empowering by the Spirit himself. Why? To be able to do things until the word of Christ, the Bible, was finished. Because there were many false apostles running around, and people are like, well, how do I know who's real, who's not? Well, Paul said one of the marks of a true apostle are the signs and wonders and miracles we were able to do in the name of Christ. But again, we don't see those things happening today, right? I mean, we don't see people touching, you know, a pastor's handkerchief and suddenly being healed, or walking in his shadow and suddenly being healed, right? And for those who claim they have those same powers, here's my thing. What happened to all the apostles, by the way? Except for John. What happened to him, Jovan?
Well, all of them suffered. I remember when Jesus was alive, and the Bible is written, as we read, that they were fighting who will be a bigger position. And then he asked once two disciples, are you going to drink the cup which I'm drinking? And they said yes. And then it said, okay, you will indeed drink, but who will sit on my right or left side that decide the Father? So I think today, many people forget, who claim to be apostles, forget that.
Right.
But actually, it's not everything just for position and title. And Jesus didn't came to establish political or religious kingdom, but in the spiritual sense, to die for our sins.
Good. And so we see Ephesians 2:20, it's very clear. The office of prophet and apostle were foundational offices. Foundational offices with Christ as the chief cornerstone. We are built up on that foundation, we as believers, correct? Now, interestingly, I'm going to play devil's advocate now, because there are certain modern day apostles, not people who are just simply sent out as generally as all believers, not simply people sent out as missionaries. Rather, they say, no. We have been specially appointed and anointed, not by Christ himself, because we weren't back there then, but by the Spirit of Christ himself. Jesus came, anointed me by his Spirit. Therefore, Andrew, Jovan, Joseph, you guys are wrong. Who are you to question the work of God? You're blaspheming the Holy Spirit. What do you guys say to that one?
First of all, if that's true, it should be written in the Bible to see some examples. And we have not seen such examples.
Well, they would say, look what happened with Paul.
Paul was personally have seen and been touched by the Jesus.
Okay, well, they'll say, okay, you know what, Joseph, I was personally seen and touched by Jesus.
And Holy Spirit inspired those apostles to write the Bible. And those apostles were given power to do things. And not only empty words. Now many people claim they're apostles, but they are only in the word, not in the actions and in the signs. So rather to see glory and authority based on empty word, rather, they should say, we are servants.
Okay, good. All right. Now, I received a visitation from Jesus. He told me that I am a specially anointed and appointed apostle. Okay, yeah, I'm his servant. I speak in his name, but I'm an apostle. What would you say to that?
I agree, first of all, with my brother, and what I will answer. Let's read the Romans 1:1, when one of the apostles, actually Paul, says, he introduces himself, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, the gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. It seems here that apostle is secondary thing, while servant and proclaiming the gospel is a primary thing. So if the apostle Paul was not proclaiming himself, not making out of himself something bigger, but is putting emphasis on the gospel. So I will say again, if those people emphasizing the gospel but emphasizing their role, still that is not biblically so.
Okay, and I would agree with that. And so let's say that some of these people are saying, you know what? I am emphasizing that I'm a servant. I am emphasizing proclamation of the gospel. Yet, God showed up to me, Christ showed up to me through his Spirit and told me that I am an apostle of Christ. What is wrong with that statement?
Because they're claiming personal revelation from
there
God.
There you go. Perfect. What they're claiming is personal, special, watch this, new revelation, which is absolutely 100% incorrect. How do we know that? Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 through 19, the Lord says very clearly, this is the end of my inspired revelation. If anybody adds to it or takes away from it, watch out. My paraphrase. Those people who claim to have received special, personal, private, or even public, new revelation. And it would be new revelation if the Spirit of Christ showed up to a person and said, hey, I'm going to anoint you as an apostle. That is new revelation. And that goes completely against what God says in the book of Revelation. So really, that's where the big issue is. Again, I'm not going to deny somebody in a general sense. All Christians are sent out as apostles, you know, sent out by Christ. I'm not going to deny that there are certain people sent out by churches for a specific mission, modern day missionaries. But I will deny that there are people today who are apostles of Christ, the same way we had 2,000 years ago with that very small, specific group that was uniquely chosen for that office. They saw the historical Jesus. They saw the resurrected Jesus. They were personally chosen and commissioned by Jesus. And they were promised by Jesus the Holy Spirit who would lead them in all truth, including the inspiring of the Scriptures. There is not a modern-day apostle today in that sense. And if somebody says, well, that's your opinion, but I know what I heard from the Lord, I say, absolutely not. God does not give new revelation. In fact, we have the mind of Christ. What is that? That's the Bible, 1 Corinthians 2:16. There is no need for new revelation from God. In fact, those who are looking for new revelation of God fit into the same camp of Joseph Smith, the founders of the Jehovah's Witnesses, and all these other cult religions who say, well, I received new and special revelation outside of the Scriptures. Friends, that is dangerous. That's how cults start. That's how people are led astray. That's how they were taken captive. And that's how Christ is dethroned from being the Lord of his church. Yes, you heard me correctly. He is then dethroned by having a low view of God and a low view of Scripture. By saying there's new revelation, you have a low view of God and a low view of Scripture. Because God says in his Scripture, no new revelation. By saying there's new revelation, you now have taken a lower view of God, meaning you don't believe what he's saying, and you've taken a lower view of Scripture. You're saying it's not enough. In other words, by taking a low view of God and a low view of Scripture, what you're doing is taking a low view of Christ. who says he's the Lord of his church. And by having a low view of Christ, you know what you're doing? You're creating a revolution. You're knocking him off the throne and putting yourself there. Which leads back to what you guys were saying earlier, where this title becomes this egotistical, look at me, how wonderful and holy and special I am. I've been specially anointed. Friends, there is no such thing as a special anointing. Christ fulfilled the anointing of the Old Testament prophet, priest, and king. All Christians everywhere are anointed once for all by the Holy Spirit when you're saved. There is no additional special anointing for certain special people who have received certain special private new revelation. That is incorrect. That is bad, bad, bad theology. And for listening audience who maybe knows some people who are claiming to be modern day apostles based upon this new revelation, you need to pray for them. And hopefully you can take some notes from this show here and maybe you can speak to them in a humble way, in a very prayerful way, because maybe some of these so-called self-appointed apostles don't even realize how far they've gone off away from Scripture. Scripture is our foundation. We have a high view of God. We have a high view of Scripture. This is what God says. There is no new revelation. God has given us 66 books in the Bible. That's what we need because we have the mind of Christ. Would you guys agree with that? I know I went off on a little rant here, but it drives me crazy when I hear people say, God said to me.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.